You're listening to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. This weekend, Harlow's in Sacramento hosts the second annual Battle of the Brass Bands, which means an intense head-on competition between, on one side, Sacramento's Element Brass Band. Woohoo! There we go. And on the other, MJ's Brass Boppers from the Bay Area. What do you say about that?
They're going to die. Going down.
So I feel like suddenly we are the warm-up venue because six members of Element Brass Band are here with their horns. Everybody's sound-checked and ready to perform. Hi, everyone.
Hey.
So let's do the rundown. Byron Colburn, saxophonist and the leader of the band.
Good morning, Beth.
Good morning. Jose Ortiz on sousaphone. Jose?
How's it going?
Okay, let me hear the sousaphone, though. Yeah. Wow. Joby Morrow on trombone.
Joby actually couldn't make it this morning. Oh.
You know, I looked up and went, where? I only see Justin over here.
Oh, that's close. That's my brother. Brandon.
Brandon is here. We don't have Justin, who would be on trumpet, but Brandon's here on trombone. Nick, kneebank.
Nope, no Nick either.
Okay, you know what, Byron?
We were coming in yesterday, Beth, and then a bunch of cats couldn't make it this morning because we moved it to this morning. But on trumpet, we do have Mr. David McKissick with us this morning.
Okay, who'd we miss, the drummer?
On drums this morning, we've got Mr. Matt Gentry on bass drum and Joey Ventitelli.
We do have Joey. All right, everybody. So the Battle of the Bands, that's a historic concept. What makes this one a little bit different?
Because we're a brass band.
Well, it's something that's kind of commonplace in New Orleans. This music comes from the streets and parading. And often you'll have two bands in the same area, and it's not even a planned thing. One will just come around the corner, and it's like, okay, we're kind of, you're in my turf, okay, let's go, let's have a little battle. But it's all in good nature. It's not like a violent thing or anything like that. It's about celebrating the music together. So we're trying to bring the energy of the street into the club for this event.
I think you should bring the energy of the club into the studio now, and let's just get started with some music, okay? All right, everybody, thanks so much. Here they are, Element Brass Band.
We'll be right back.
Element Brass Band, under the direction of Byron Colburn, Jose, Joey, Brandon, David, and Matt. Did I get everybody that
yes,
time?
Indeed.
Yes, okay. How does it happen? How does the battle happen in a club?
Well, in the club setting, the format for Saturday night, this is going down Saturday night at Harlow's, it's going to be both bands doing kind of a smaller set, not like a longer set like we normally do at a club. Kind of like condensed versions of a normal set. And then after that, we're going to have both bands on stage. Some people are going to be out in front of the stage. There's going to be a lot of musicians. And it's going to go back and forth between the two bands in terms of... you'll have to kind of see the battle for yourself. You can kind of check it out online. It's not something we can easily describe, but it's basically both bands like going back and forth, taking turns and with the music and kind of just seeing who can put the most energy out there and whatnot.
And the crowd voting, right?
I don't know if we'll have an actual vote or not, but I think we'll be able to get a consensus from the crowd what they're feeling. Yeah.
What happened last year? This is the second annual.
So, yeah, last year we had the New Breed Brass Band come in from New Orleans. While they were on tour, and
wow.
We actually did it at Harlow's as well, and that was a really fun show for us. Fantastic vibe from them. They're a fantastic band. And so this year we're doing it with MJ's Brass Boppers up from the Bay, who I think are one of the very best brass bands in the Bay Area. It's going to be a real treat.
So usually you visit us around Mardi Gras time, and usually you're moving. Is it hard for you to be standing still here in our studio today?
Way easier.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's one of the unique things about the band is that we can be stationary or parade around, so kind of just whatever the event calls for. So we're very accustomed to playing on the bandstand and playing in tight setting when we're rehearsing or busking on the street.
We need a lift app for brass bands.
Yes.
There you go.
Like, where are we at?
Is that Matt back in the corner?
This is Matt right here.
Yeah, so Matt said we're still grooving all the time.
Yeah.
And that's true.
Yeah, we bring the same product whether
Brandon
we're parading
doesn't stand still.
Stationary.
I know that. Well, I want to hear more music. I think what I'll do is let you take us out through the end of the show. So I'll remind everybody again that the Battle of the Brass Bands is at Harlow's Saturday night. Start time? Do you know?
Start time's going to be a little earlier on this one, 7 p.m., so come on out a little earlier and party
early
with us.
Early bird special.
Okay, so this is Element Brass Band in our studio. I just posted a little bit of video. If you follow me on Twitter, it's at Cap Radio Ruyak. MJ's Brass Boppers will be in from Oakland for that one. And that's Insight for today. I'm Beth Ruyak. I want to say thanks to the Insight team, producers Jen Picard, Cody Drabble, and Bert Johnson. We're all going to be off next week, but we'll be back with new live shows on August 27th. Our technical director is Mark Jones. Our engineer today, Anthony Van Hook. Insight's executive producer is Joe Barr. Thank you for joining us. And now, for your pleasure, we're heading into a number of minutes here with Element Brass Band. Thanks, guys, and good luck Saturday night.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us, man.